Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pranayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishay Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukakaroti Bachalam Pangolam Gayate Giring Yatkipata Mahang Bande Sigurung Dinatarinam Paramanandamadhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Narang. So, what verse? I don't mind. Está traduciendo en español detrás. Aquellos que necesiten traducción pueden sentarse ahí. Could I have warm water? ¿14 o 15? Adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pritak vidam vividas cha pritak cheshta Daivam Chaivatra Panchamam Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul. These are the five factors of action. Purport. The word adishtanam refers to the body. The soul within the body is acting to bring about the results of activity and is therefore known as karta, the doer. That the soul is the knower and the doer is stated in the sruti. Esha hi drashta shrashta. Prasna Upanishad 4.9. It is also confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra by the verses Gyota Eva 2.3.18 and Karta Shastrata Vatvat 2.3.33. The instruments of action are the senses, and by the senses the soul acts in various ways. For each and every action there is a different endeavor. But all one's activities depend on the will of the Supersoul, who is seated within the heart as a friend. The Supreme Lord instruments of action are the senses, and by the senses the soul acts in various ways. For each and every action there is a different endeavor, but all one's activities depend on the will of the Supersoul, who is seated within the heart as a friend. The Supreme Lord is the supercause. Under these circumstances, He who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the Supersoul, situated within the heart, is naturally not bound by any activity. Those in complete Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the Supreme Will, the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus ends chapter 18, text 14. Five factors of action. The place of action, the performer, the various senses, the different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the Supersoul. As Prabhupada once quoted a Bengali poem, Boro Boro Bandor, Boro Boro Pet, Lanka Lapite, Mata Kori Hate. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, jumping Lanka, melancholy. Hanuman, he had a different body. He was a different person. He had different senses. He could fly to Lanka. But some other monkey might have thought, I'm also a monkey, I want to jump to Lanka. But seeing the distance, it was something inconceivable. So I just had to hang the head in frustration. So materially, these different aspects are there. But ultimately, even if somebody has apparently the ability, super cause is Krishna. When Chipurasura was fighting with the Devas, he defeated the Devas, the demigods, with his superior technology. He had planes that could disappear and appear at will. So then the demigods asked Shiva to help them. So Shiva came and he shot the demons with his arrows and killed the demons. But when the airplanes came back to the base camp, the Maya Danava had some special amrit or nectar, and he gave this nectar to the dead demons and brought them back to life. Next day they were out again fighting against Shiva. So Shiva got demoralized. If I already kill them and they come back to life, how many times are they going to have to do this? There's no end to it. So then he prayed to Vishnu for help. So Vishnu came and took the form of a of a cow. And Brahma came and took the form of a calf. And they wandered into the camp of the demons. And eating grass, so nobody bothered cow and calf. They gradually walked over to where the nectar was kept. And then Vishnu, in the form of the cow, drank all the nectar. Somebody reported to Mayadhanava what happened. Immediately he could figure out it's Vishnu. Then he said, doesn't matter, human being, demigod, or demon. So long that the Supersoul hasn't taken a side, there's a chance for anybody to win. But once the Supreme Lord has decided that he's going to help one side or the other, game's over. So he retired. He could see the writing on the wall that the devas were going to defeat the demons because Vishnu had come to help the devas now. So he left. So like this, the super soul is the ultimate deciding factor. Prabhupada, once you're riding out in the car together to Mayapur, I were riding with Prabhupada, and he had this picture of Krishna and Balaram on the windshield. What do you call that? The dashboard, yeah. And Prabhupada, he said, Krishna and Balaram, they're transcendental. Said, in this world there's good and evil. Usually the good prevails, but sometimes the evil prevails. And actually, Krishna and Balaram are transcendental to the good and the evil. But usually the good people are the devotees, the demigods, and they request the Lord for help, so he helps them. And the bad is usually the demons. And they don't ask for any help, so he doesn't help them. But actually, Krishna is transcendental to both material good and bad. So his pure devotees are also simply want to carry out the Lord's desire. Twelfth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says, I don't remember the Sanskrit, Subha, Subha, Atit, something like that, that transcendental to the auspicious and inauspicious. That both are material. So, many different places this is mentioned. So, Prabhupada saying that Krishna really wants that people should develop God consciousness, and the devotees are working for that. So that's much higher than the material piety. So like that, after drinking the nectar, then when the demons came to fight, this time when Shiva killed them, they had no more nectar to bring them back to life. So in this way, the Tripurasura was defeated, and Shiva became known as Tripurari. So the devotees, they're always depending on Krishna. The and Brajavasis are described as special because they would always depend on Krishna in all circumstances. Even though he was a small boy, they would come to him what to do. When Indra started raining huge storms on Vrindavan, they went to Krishna what to do. So he saved them and lifted up the Govardhan hill. The Pandavas also were always depending on Krishna. So whenever there was some difficulty, merely they thought about Krishna. In Navadip Dham, there's a place called Samudragara. And the king of Samudragara in Dwapara Yuga was Samudra Sena. So when Bhima was doing the Rajasuya sacrifice, he brought the horse, and every king was supposed to pay taxes, or otherwise they would challenge a fight. So everybody had been paying the taxes. Nobody was fighting with Yudhisthira representatives. But Samudra Sena, he was a devotee. And he thought, if I give Bhima a real hard time, if I fight him so hard, he's always taking shelter of Krishna, and Krishna always protects his devotee, then Krishna will come and save him, and I'll be able to see Krishna. So he declared war on Bhima in order to see Krishna. This is a Kshatriya logic. So Bhima, he was very surprised how this king was fighting so ferociously. And he thought, this will really be a disgrace if Krishna's devotees are defeated. And so he was thinking to Krishna, please help me to get out of this. He never expected such a fierce fight, because the king was inspired by Krishna Bhakti, so he fought like anything. So then Krishna appeared to the king. Samudra Sena, and he became very ecstatic. He showed himself, he showed his Vrindavan Leela. Then he revealed that in the same place in the Kali Yuga, he appears as Gauranga, and he showed his Gauranga Leela and blessed the king with devotion. So in this way, the king became completely satisfied, and he surrendered to Krishna. And then he ordered to stop the fighting, and pay the taxes to Bhima. So Bhima never really understood why suddenly he changed his mood. But it was because Krishna had revealed himself. So Pandavas are an example how they depend on Krishna. They may or may not know how Krishna is helping them. Now is the Prabhupada Marathon. How many are doing Prabhupada Marathon? How many distributing books this month? So book distribution is also... What's that? When we distribute books, it's an opportunity that also depend on Krishna. Any kind of preaching, usually you have to stick your neck out a bit and depend on Krishna. If we surrender to Krishna and let Him use us as an instrument, then it's very auspicious. And Krishna uses us as an instrument. Nimittama Jena Sabhya Sachin uses us as an instrument for manifesting His will. So that time the devotees become very blissful. So that's why those in complete Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the Supreme Will, the Super Soul. Because the devotees are simply carrying out Krishna's orders. So Krishna is responsible. But the non-devotees, they're responsible for whatever they do, good or bad. Because every action is subject to some obstacles. So usually when we start some action, we pray for mercy so the action may be successful. For in our sampradaya, we pray to Guru. Because he's embodiment of all the devas and he's representative of Krishna to remove obstacles for the devotee. So Ado Guru, first we do a Guru Puja before we do other things. In the Sri Sampradaya they worship Vishwakshena, who is the commander-in-chief of the army of Vishnu. And the Karmakandis, they usually worship Ganesh, who by worshiping Krishna got the blessing to remove obstacles. So before doing things, and we pray for some mercy. By blessing of Guru, one can achieve anything. When Indra had offended Brihaspati, and Brihaspati left Indra, then he became very weak. And Bali Maharaj, he was doing Vishnu Yajna under the instructions and guidance of his guru, Sukracharya. So he became very powerful. So in this way, when the devas went to Brahma, what can we do against Bali Maharaj? Brahma said that the demons have become so strong because of their faith in the guru and their service to guru, that if they wanted to, they could remove me. They become so powerful that right now there's nothing you can do. So Prabhupada explained how this verse, Mukha Karoti Bachalam Pangurlangayate Giring Yat Kripata Mahang Bande Sigurung Dinatarinam, that a lame man can cross the mountains and a dumb man can become an orator by the blessing of Guru. That the impossible can be achieved by the Guru's blessing. So because Srila Prabhupada had so much faith in the order of his Guru, he was able to spread Krishna consciousness to completely new people. here in the West for the first time. If you want to achieve something, wonderful, then that's also the secret for success, to carry out the orders of Guru, have the blessing of Guru and Krishna. We just been celebrating the advent of the Bhagavad Gita. The Gita's personification of Krishna in sound. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita. So we can bathe in the vibrations of the Bhagavad Gita. Just by hearing and chanting the Bhagavad Gita. And the glories of the 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita, there was a great king who was the ruler of the world. He was performing so many yajnas that said the smoke was turning the celestial trees' leaves black with soot because of so much smoke. He exuded so much pious activity that even Brahma was coming, great personalities were coming to see him. Well, the devas, they thought to try to help the king advance spiritually, so they took the form of swans and they flew by the king, and one went ahead and the other said, "Why are you going ahead in front of the king so close? You don't have respect." And the lead swan said, "What do I care about this king? Who is he compared to?" What was the name? Raikvamuni. Raikvamuni is much more powerful than he is. But then the king was curious, who is Raikvamuni? So he sent his charioteer out to find Raikvamuni. So he went first to all the holy places, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, Badrinath. Met many holy people, but he couldn't find Raikvamuni. Finally he heard that Raikvamuni was in a place called Kashmir. So he went there and found him, and then he offered his respect to Raikvamuni and asked if he could offer him any service. And Raikvamuni, He was very busy with his meditation, and he told that I don't need anything. I'm completely satisfied. Don't bother me. So Mahadas Maha went to see the emperor and told him he found Raghva. So the emperor went with a box of precious jewels and big diamonds, each diamond worth millions of dollars. Today's market, huge, gigantic diamonds. And he went and he offered all these diamonds before Raghva Muni. Paid his respects and said that I came here to serve you, I simply want your mercy. But Raghva, again being disturbed in his meditation, he got angry and he said, look it, what are you putting all this garbage in front of me? Take this garbage out from here. I don't want any of these things. I'm fully satisfied. And he gave some, said something very negative to the king that, what are you trying to do? So, but the king, he was very humble, and he just took his diamonds and said, I'm very sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, I just wanted to serve you. But please, if you forgive me if I made any offense, please tell me, how is it you're so satisfied? What is your secret? So Raghva Muni said, every day I chant the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and that gives me devotion to Krishna. So I'm fully satisfied. I don't need anything else. So then the king went back to his capital and he began to chant 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He also achieved devotion for Krishna. And eventually both Raghva Muni and the king were taken back to Godhead, to Krishna Loka, from chanting the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So it says the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chanting it gives devotion to Krishna. Like that, every chapter of the Bhagavad Gita has got some glories. If people read a chapter, even if they read a verse, it can have unlimited effect on their spiritual life. It's very auspicious, transcendentally auspicious. So devotees, they may try different ways to give the Bhagavad Gita to people. There are different endeavors, there are different situations. Someone may distribute one book, or someone may distribute 100 books, or 500. Somehow or another, they're trying to give Krishna's message. And if they become instrument in Krishna's hands, and in that way their mercy can flow out. We also try to tell people about Krishna through different congregational preaching programs. Or sometimes we engage the congregation also in different types of preaching so that they can learn what it's like to become an instrument in the hand of Krishna. If we can always do everything for Krishna, then we are completely free from these actions and reactions of the material world. So somebody who surrenders to Krishna, immediately they feel spiritual relief. It's like a huge, the wheel of karmas. The weight is taken off them. Prabhupada compared it to unplugging a fan. Fan may spin around for a little bit, but once you unplug it, it stops maintaining momentum and it gradually stops. So that pressure of karma is taken off. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? It doesn't even have to be conscious. Somebody's carrying out the order of the spiritual master, and Krishna sees the endeavor of the individual, sees that they're carrying out the order of their guru, their faith, order of the guru parampara. Prabhupada said also, secret of success is not only to please one's guru, but the previous acharyas. If the previous acharyas are pleased, then one achieves all success. Just like devotees were endeavoring to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. Later, maybe Prabhupada found out what they did, and he was very pleased, because what they were doing was carrying out the order of Prabhupada, so their endeavor was successful. When Prabhupada found out about it, he was very pleased. Jai Gaur Nitai, Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra.
Debe Gauravani Prachar. Narine Nirbisesa Sunnabadi Paschato Desotarine.